And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Mary Noble's in a New York hospital with her face and hands entirely bandaged as she waits to see how serious the acid burns inflicted by Claudia Vincent will be after the wounds have healed. Mary's greatest concern is over her husband, Larry, and how he would take it if she is permanently disfigured. Meanwhile, while Larry is sick with worry over his wife's condition and his own sense of guilt in having brought Claudia Vincent into their lives, another pressing worry is his present financial slump, which is driving him nearly to distraction. Although he's doing his best to conceal his state of mind from Mary, Mary's far more conscious of it than he knows. Right now, in Mary's hospital room, Maud Marlowe, close family friend, visits with her. And we hear...
I'm so glad you've come, Maud, because there's a letter from Tom.
Tom Bryson?
Yes, from Hollywood.
Well, did your nurse read it to you, or how do you know it's from Tom?
She reads me all the postmarks and the return addresses. I think they're just notes of consolation from friends. I have her read them to me. But when this letter came, I asked her to put it away till you got here. I think she said she put it in the right-hand top drawer.
Well, I'll have a look.
Find it, Maud?
No, not yet. I'm just rummaging through the drawer.
Oh, it must be there. I asked the nurse especially to put it aside.
Don't get excited, dear. I'll find it.
Maybe I'd better ring for Miss Clark.
No, here it is. She had it tucked under the paper lining in the drawer.
Well, at least it's there. I was beginning to be worried.
Oh, right here. Now, just let me sit down and see if I can find my glasses, Mary. They're here in my bag, along with everything else. Claire, I don't know how women can accumulate such a lot of stuff. Positively shameful.
Maud, can't you read it without your glasses?
No, I know my glasses are here somewhere now. Just have a little patience, my dear. You act as though a letter from Tom Bryson were the most important thing in your life. After all, he's merely an old friend, like myself.
But I asked him about a job for Larry in the letter Miss Clark wrote for me, and maybe he has some news. I wish you'd open it up. Larry's liable to be here any minute, and I don't want him to know I've been writing to Tom.
Well, I think you're being silly, Mary. Why not just tell Larry you've written to Tom Bryson to see if he can find Larry a job in Hollywood?
I can't, Maud.
Why not?
Because I tried to bring the subject up yesterday, and Larry acted very queer about it.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know. He just sort of froze, so I didn't say any more. Go on, Maud. Read Tom's
letter. All right, dear. I found my glasses. Now, just let me tear this open. You know what the doctor said about being patient and about not letting yourself get restless or excited.
I know, but this might be important.
All right, then. Now, listen to this. Mary, my poor, darling baby.
Oh, well, I must say.
Oh, you know how Tom is. He's always tender and sentimental. Go on, read the rest.
When I heard about your terrible trouble, it knocked me for a complete loop. To think of you lying there in the hospital with that lovely face all bandaged. It's a horrible thing, honey, and you know that I'm thinking about you all the time, hoping everything will turn out all right when the burns heal up. The thought that Claudia Vincent throws me into a fit, and when I think of the trouble she's caused you, nothing is bad enough to wish her.
It's no good blaming Claudia as though she were a rational person. She's entirely out of her mind, and probably has been for some time.
Well, I can't see that's much consolation right now, Mary.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Please go on, Maud.
Very well. Let's see. Oh, yes. I guess you know I can never forgive myself for being away through all this trouble of yours. All those weeks with Larry under arrest for the murder of Oliver Wilson, and now this. I'd crawl back if I could make it. But this confounded brace that I have to wear since my accident makes it impossible to move, and it takes forever. It seems like forever already.
But doesn't he say anything about Larry, about helping you?
No, I haven't finished, Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yes, now, where was I? Oh, yes. Now, about your questions, honey. You know I'll do my best for you, whatever you ask. Since I've been laid up, I've managed to write a play by dictating it.
Oh,
and I think it's pretty good. But then I always say that, don't I?
Tom Bryson's plays are always good. I only wish he had one on Broadway now with Larry in the lead.
You want to hear the rest, Mary?
Oh, of course, Maud.
All right, then. I'd like to get it back to Broadway and give it a try, but that will take time. And I take it you want some action right away. All right. I've put out a few feelers here in Hollywood, And it's too soon to say anything yet, but I have a hunch Larry will get a couple of pretty good offers from a money angle, that is.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful for Larry if he did get a big
offer? The reaction I got was very favorable to Larry. After all, he's the one who's been turning down offers. What makes him want to come out here all of a sudden? I take it money is the principal reason.
It isn't. But I can't explain that to Tom. Does he say any more, Mort?
Well, just a couple of lines. Shall I write Larry direct if I get a good offer for him? Or do you still want me to handle this through you? My prayers and hopes for you, honey. And all my love, Tom.
Well, that sounds very hopeful, doesn't it, Maud?
I guess so. But I wonder if Larry will appreciate all this unsolicited managing of his career.
He won't ever know, Maud. If Tom finds something for him to do, he can have it come as a complete surprise.
You think it would be a good thing for Larry to go to Hollywood now and leave you?
Yes. I think it would be the best thing that could happen.
That's a funny thing to say, Mary.
Oh, Maud, it's perfect agony for him to come here to the hospital day after day and not know what's going to happen when they remove my bandages. And on top of that, to be so worried about money. Why, it's too much for him. He can't possibly put his mind on his work. It's impossible. Why, if he went to Hollywood, he'd be far enough away.
And you think he wouldn't worry?
Not that much. I'd write and talk to him on the phone. I could keep him cheered up. And at the same time, it would give me a chance to find out what my face is going to look like after this. I need time to adjust myself if it turns out to be bad. And if I'm going to be any help to Larry, I'll need that time. Don't you understand, Mort?
I guess maybe I do, dear. But perhaps you don't give Larry enough credit. He can be strong and brave. And I know he wants to be at your side until this ordeal is over.
That's because he feels it's his duty. Please write Tom Bryson right away, Maud. And tell him to be sure not to say anything about this to Larry. Tell him it's terribly important. Make him understand.
Just a minute, my dear. You'd better dictate this yourself. Now, just let me get out this paper and sign my pen.
You'd better send it off at once. Airmail special delivery. And tell him to keep on trying to find something for Larry. It would do Larry all the good in the world to be able to pay off his debts in a hurry.
Well, just a minute now. I'm still looking for my pen. Oh, here it is. Now, let me get something to put the paper on, and I'll write your letter. Here we are. All right, now. Go ahead.
Just say, Dear Tom.
Oh. Hello.
Well, Larry.
Can I come in? The nurse said the patient was awake.
Hello, darling. Maud Marlowe is here.
Yes, so I see. Hello, Maud.
Just go ahead the way I told you, Maud. Don't bother with it now. You know what to do.
It's all right, dear. Don't worry about it.
Well, what's the matter? Why are you two acting like a couple of conspirators? What's up?
Nothing, Larry. Maud and I were just talking.
Well, it must have been something very personal. You both stopped suddenly enough the minute I came in.
Oh, Larry, wouldn't you like to come to see my play one of these nights? I'll arrange to give you my house seats if you want them, any night you say.
Well, thanks, Maud. That's very nice of you. Is it still a sellout?
Well, pretty much so. Well, it's not quite as hard to get into as South Pacific or Guys and Dolls, but we're satisfied. Oh, I only hope it keeps going through the summer.
Oh, so do I. Because I'll be terribly disappointed if I don't get to see it, Maud. I'll be so proud knowing you.
Oh, you'll be out of here long before that, Mary.
Oh, yes, I know. I was only thinking.
Thinking what?
I'll be back home on Long Island in a little while, and... Oh, it's nothing.
Honey, has the doctor said anything to you? Anything you aren't telling me?
No.
Promise?
I promise.
Well, then, what's all this hush-hush? By all the shuffling of papers the minute I walk in.
Oh, you're just imagining things, Larry. I was writing a few letters for Mary, that's all.
Oh, I see.
She had so many letters and so many flowers, I've been writing some of her thank you notes.
Well, that's fine. I hope you got around to thanking your generous friend for that carload of red roses you sent up to the wards, Mary.
I think we did.
By the way, who were they from? You didn't ever tell me.
Larry, isn't it awful of me, but... I've completely forgotten. Maud has all the cards collected and notes made, so when we stop writing, she just tells me what the flowers were, and I thank whoever sent them. Wouldn't you like to turn on some music on the radio, darling? I think it would be very soothing. And maybe in a little while, you'll read to me. Will you do that?
I'll do anything you say, honey. You know that. From now on, anything you want, you're going to have. If there's any way I can manage to get it for you.
Larry crosses the room to turn on the radio. He wonders why Mary refuses to tell him that the roses he saw were from Rupert Barlow, whom Larry greatly distrusts. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.